This is Plantarama, a weekly look at what's happening in the world of horticulture. From Kansas State University, Eric Atkinson here. This week, back to the vegetable garden we go. One of the earlier harvested vegetables we have, typically around our Kansas gardens, asparagus, in the spotlight today. Joining us once more, K-State horticulturist Ward Upham. Asparagus appeals to a lot of folks, and this is a long-term planting with relatively low maintenance, Ward.
It really is, and if you've never eaten fresh asparagus, it is a whole lot better than something that you buy that's been frozen. And so it's one of those crops that if you can put it in and you like it, it's well worth your time. Those plantings will last a long, long time. I know of one planting that lasts 50 years.
Oh.
And so as long as you keep it clean, keep the weeds out of it, it's going to be fine.
We'll talk principally about established asparagus bed management here. What's the first step this spring?
Well, we probably still have fern on it. You may have taken it off last fall, but a lot of people leave it on in order to catch the snow. So if we have a dry winter, it spends a winter in a moist condition. This year, we didn't have to worry about that. But if you have fern, that needs to be removed. And there's a number of different ways you can do that. If it is legal and safe, you can burn it. It's not going to hurt the plant any. But most people are going to cut it off and maybe run a mower over it in order to make sure that it's well chopped. And then you need to fertilize. So normally what we recommend is maybe 1 to 2 pounds of a 10-20-10 or 11-15-11 fertilizer per 20 feet of row. And 1 to 2 pounds is equal to 1 to 2 pints. So a pint of fertilizer usually is equal to about a pound of fertilizer. So that gives you an idea of how much to put on. And then you're going to fertilize again later in the season after you're done harvesting. And you can use the same thing you used before when that asparagus was starting to come up. Or you can use a high nitrogen fertilizer that's found in a lot of our lawn fertilizers, something like a 30-4-5, 27-3-3, anything with that first number, somewhere around 25-30%. That's the percent of nitrogen. And you use that about a half pound per 20 foot a row. It's more concentrated, so you're going to use less, and that'll help get that fern up and get it going and get it making energy for that next year's harvest.
That high nitrogen analysis is, again, for the post-harvest application.
That's the post-harvest application. Just make sure, since these are lawn fertilizers, make sure there's no weed preventer, there's no weed killer in it, but it'll work fine for our purposes.
Speaking of weeds and managing those in an asparagus bed, what are the general guidelines there?
So normally what I will do is just till that asparagus bed lightly in the spring. Now mine, I know, were planted 8 inches deep. And so running a tiller over it fairly lightly isn't going to hurt a thing. Now, if you don't know how deep they're planted, then that may be a little bit of a problem. You can use glyphosate, which is found in Kills All, found in Roundup, found in a number of things to kill everything that's there. It's inactivated when it's the soil. And therefore, it's safe to use an asparagus bed as long as that asparagus hasn't started to come up. And we're a little ways away from that this year, especially this year since it's been so cool. The other thing you can do is mulch. Mulching asparagus is fine. And so that will help control the weeds as well.
So fertilization, weed control, one is fairly well ready to go and can look toward harvest?
That's right. So you're going to see those spears start to appear. And when they first appear, it's going to take a long time for them to get large enough for you to harvest. And that's because the growth of those spears is temperature dependent. And those cold soils of spring keeps things really slow. Now, as the season progresses, that temperature is going to rise, and that asparagus is going to become much quicker to produce harvestable spears. You're also going to notice that the larger that spear is, the faster it grows. And so what you're going to do is wait until it gets the right size for you. For a lot of people, that's 8, maybe even 12 inches tall. And then you can harvest it either by cutting it beneath the ground, or what I do is just snap it off at base. Make sure that you get it into refrigeration right away if you're not going to eat it immediately, just so it stays cool and keeps that good, fresh taste.
It is an easy-keeping perennial vegetable is asparagus. We'll talk again soon. Ward, appreciate it.
You bet.
Horticulturist Ward Upham of Kansas State University and Plantarama is produced by K-State Research and Extension. This is the K-State Radio Network.